The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons and Dragons campaign.
Out of the abyss.
Whole person doesn't do shit to her?
Just those two?
Or monstrosity.
She's a monster.
Fuck.
18.
Oh, sorry. Doing
19.
Now I roll high.
Troy, what was yours? I'm sorry.
18.
Cody.
20.
Good rolls, gentlemen.
Lucas.
I also got a 19.
I'm assuming that Troy's is higher.
I would assume so.
No.
Troy, no, it was Matt. What's your dex?
17 plus 3.
Okay, yeah, you're faster. I'm only a plus 2.
It's just some pretty high scores.
I rolled like a champ. Like fucking Christmas.
That's because he wasn't sitting at the table with us.
Fuck you. I was right in there.
What's the 13?
Intelligence.
So you're just ugly and a little dumb, but you're what? You're street smart.
Yeah.
The game starts at
that point. Getting up there.
I try to explain to Natalie the between intelligence and wisdom because I may have accidentally stupid.
Please speak into the mic. Schroeder likes to clip
these
things.
The easy explanation is intelligence is book smarts, wisdom is street smarts.
Well, I told her that intelligence is knowing that a tomato is a fruit and wisdom is knowing that it doesn't go in a fruit salad. That's always the example I enjoy. She was still a
fan. Okay.
Do we need to draw anything? Or?
Yeah, right on this thing, poster.
If we need to roll the mat out, we can. I didn't know if you needed to or not.
For this, no, I don't think we do. Okay. We can do this kind of theater of the mind.
The trick is whether or not you make
a con
roll. I know
I'm 60 feet away, so.
Yes, the door and you guys, the outer wall is 60 feet away from her. Cody and Matt, you're both, we'll say, 40 feet down the stairs.
You mean Kira and Matt?
Kira and Matt, yes. You got 40 feet of stairs to get up there to her.
Okay.
Or up there into the room, and then 60 feet away from her.
Sure. Unless she goes first, I think I do.
Oh, I shouldn't have made you make a constitution save. But
you
we're good for
have.
Now. Shouldn't have. It's within 30 feet.
Oh, we saved.
Let him save it for the next time. Come on. It's only fair.
Nope.
It's fine. We saved. We're good.
Cody, you're up.
I'm going to go charge
him. You hear...
I probably hear him say, oh, fuck, it's a Medusa.
Yes.
I go charging up the stairs. My movement is 30, so it's going to take a double move to get up there.
Okay. You can get 20 feet into the room.
I will do that.
Did you double move? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Is igniting the sword a bonus action?
Yes. It is.
Yes.
Okay. Then I'm just going to run in front of them and go as bright as it'll go.
Okay.
In the hopes that that does something.
Okay.
Describe the room. Is it square?
Cavern-shaped.
Cavern-shaped.
Yep.
My favorite. Okay. Well, it's my turn, right?
It is.
I'm faster than him at 40.
Yep.
So I'm going to pass him along the wall.
Huh?
When I roll what? A
19.
Oh, okay.
20, 19, 19, 18.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I'm the little man with an 18.
Is the last one. So yeah, I'm going to double move as well, but I'm going to go right along the cavern wall.
Okay.
So I will end up 40 feet into the room.
Okay. We'll say it's 30, it's a 60 foot, let's call it a 60
yeah,
foot circle.
Cavern. Whatever. Yeah.
It's caverny.
A rough hewn circle. And
yeah, going at an angle around the room, you're, say, 30 feet away from her.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. That's all I can do.
Okay.
Run.
Do run, run.
Lucas.
Run,
do run.
I throw Guiding Bolt at her.
Go for it. Yeah.
Spell attack.
It's a good roll
seven,
there.
Wait, but I add 7, so it's 14.
That's a miss.
Really?
Son of a bitch.
Anything else? Move or a bonus?
No, because I'm at the edge of the room. Like, I can't get any further back.
Yeah, you're right at the stairs.
Yeah, I'll just stay where I'm at for now.
Troy.
Was she... at the other end, or is she in the
center?
Yes,
she is at the other end.
I'm going to shoot her. Try to shoot her.
Shoot.
Okay.
I'm going to wait a minute. Yeah. Bonus action. I will cast Ensnaring Strike. Does a 16 hit?
A 16 does not hit.
Second attack. That's a little better. 20?
I hope that hits.
20 does.
It's probably a 17.
So that's 8 damage. And I need a strength saving throw.
Cramp. Ooh, the stats you sent me, do I have to use that alignment? I just made one little tweak. I'm just chaotic neutral.
What? And you wonder why we wanted to stab you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a sun sword.
Yes.
Yes.
17.
That will probably pass.
Okay. Does anything happen on a failed save? Or on a successful save?
Nope.
Okay, just 8 damage?
Yep.
All right. She's going to move 30 feet closer to you guys.
Now we gotta do our saves.
You will. All of us. Let me make sure.
Does the sunblade seem to affect her at all?
No.
Okay.
So is she actually a drow?
No. She's a Medusa.
You'd say at one point she was. And she is going to cast a spell.
It's hard to say what stone gaze would do to a stone creature. It's probably what's f***ing these things
meat
up.
Meat gazer.
I don't know if that's what it's actually called, but...
No, I was just saying meat gazer. It's from...
You guys see her cast a spell? Make a perception check.
What if I use counterspell?
You can if you want.
21.
You would stop her from doing that.
Are you going to use counterspell? If you do, you don't need perception
checks. It's a reaction.
20.
Right?
It is.
You just go, nope, you didn't do that, lady.
The creature casting a spell. If the creature is casting a spell of third level or lower.
You just cause it to fizzle.
Stops it, right?
Yes. Yep.
You just go, nope.
Otherwise, I have to roll. Yeah, I'll attempt to stop her if I see her casting a spell.
It stops.
Boom.
She probably looks pissed.
And that does take a slot, right?
Yes.
One slot left. Yeah, I stop her. She starts to cast, and I just go, ah, snap my fingers.
Cool.
And she's probably aggravated, I'm sure.
That's the... How many spell slots do you have?
I only have 3, so that's 2 out of my 3 right there.
That's 3 out of 3.
No.
Hold person, guiding bolt, counterspell.
Oh, I did cast hold person. Sorry. Yep. You're right. Oh, I just broke my lid.
No lid in this pencil.
Sorry. Yep. You're right. I forgot to cross that one off.
I'm out of spell slots. I'll just throw shit at it.
Oh, so we're really in the battle, too.
Okay. So her spell did not...
Hey, I used 3 really good spells.
Why don't you pop your wings, too?
I could.
Her spell did not go off, so she will cast one as a bonus action.
Can you do that if you fail to cast one?
She didn't cast one. You stopped her from casting one.
Oh.
If she cast and missed,
it'd be different than if you stopped.
She's going to lose the spell slot.
That's fine. Just seems shady. Go ahead.
If I were a spellcaster character, I would make that argument. So
make the argument.
Throw your spell.
Yeah.
That was the sound of Lucas giving up.
Yeah, I'm not even going to roll for it. I know who she's going to go after.
Probably me, because I f***ed her up.
Yep. A spectral whip appears behind you.
There's no save for this?
It's a spiritual weapon.
It's an attack. Yeah.
Oh.
She cast the low-level spell.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll miss you, but
cool.
It's there. Cody, you're up. You need to make a constitution saving throw unless you're going to avert your eyes.
Where's it at?
Right behind me.
Yeah, let's see about making... It's a saving throw, right?
It is.
27, that was a nat 20 on the save.
Cool. There's your card.
Thanks, Bill Engvall.
Cool. Can I go hit her with the sun sword?
You can.
Now, if I don't have a shield, so I can hold it two-handed for 1d10.
Yep. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's 1d10 plus 1d8 if it's undead? Or is there additional?
1d8. No, just 1d8. Yeah. Period.
Oh, it's just 1d8 period?
Yeah.
It's 2d8 damage, isn't it?
It's 2d8, but if you're holding it two-handed, it's 1d10.
I don't know where you're getting this all 2d8 from.
1d8 from the longsword and 1d8 radiant.
Yeah.
So one of those d8s turns into a d10.
I don't think it's right, but I'll take it.
Been playing it at least.
I'll take it. No, I'm just looking at Sunblade going. Where
I thought
are you
the entirety of its damage was radiant, no matter what. But it's still two d8 though.
It does deal that. It's just when you hit an undead, it deals an extra 1d8.
Ah,
is it only when it's undead?
Pretty sure. I should be dealing 1d10 plus
7
plus strength plus 2 because it's a plus 2 sword.
Right, it's 1d10 plus my.
And strength. It's a plus 2 weapon.
Yeah, should be dealing 1d10 plus 5. I'm just putting it down on my stats so I remember.
You got plus 2 to hit.
No, I was just looking it up, and I mean, Jeff's full of shit, but I'll take all the extra d8s that I can roll.
I'm looking.
Unless the sword is different in the book.
Yeah, was it specific to this campaign?
Well, it is, but it references Sunblade.
Okay. I don't mean, yeah, unless there's a different stat in the book, in the Out of the Abyss book. I don't.
Cody is absolutely right. It's only on undead.
Okay.
I'd say, I'm wielding it two-handed, it should just be 1d10 plus 5.
Is she undead?
No.
No, I don't. I Jack and Spinner, wow. I'm going to take a swing on her. Screaming, I have the power. 22 to hit.
22 does hit.
I'm going to roll my d10 plus 5. So that's 9 damage. I'm going to go ahead and use that, Jeff, which allows me to add another d10 of damage.
Cool.
That's to the attack roll.
Oh, it's to the attack. Oh, not the damage roll?
Yeah.
Sorry, I read it wrong. Oh. Yeah. I thought attack it was an extra d10 damage. Check.
He's right.
My fault. I read it wrong.
You got dice you can use though, right?
Yeah, but I mean, does anyone want to get closer to her?
I'm going to because of my totem thing, so we'll get a bonus.
If you want to move for free, I can get you closer automatically, Matt.
How much movement do I get for free?
Half, so 20 feet.
And I'm 20 feet away from her. Yeah.
So pop me up there.
Put you right.
You're 30 feet away from her.
No.
Yes, that's what I said.
It was 40 up the stairs and then 60 to her, and I went 80 feet.
And she moved.
You went around the room, bitch.
You did say that.
Sir. All right, never mind. Don't worry.
That's an extra 6 for 15 damage total.
Take it. Go ahead and get closer.
I don't want to draw her fire yet.
I will use my extra attack to swing again.
Yep.
20 hit.
20 does.
That's another 9 damage. Would you like to get a little closer, Matt?
Yeah.
So I'll add another 5 to that. So, and then Matt can move up to half again.
So I'm up on her.
Yeah, you moved it twice. Then yeah, you're good.
Bonus action.
I imagine when I run, it's on all fours.
From you, that picture almost reminds me of
the fly.
That
looks like Brundlefly.
I want to do that, or I want to go on the defensive.
Something like the dark crystal.
I will.
Maybe like a creature.
After slashing her twice and burning the shit out of her face hole, I will go on take my defensive stance, standing beside Matt.
Okay.
So those Strider things that they used to, that they rode.
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I feel like Kira screams something to the fact of, your hair looks ugly like that, you bitch.
Okay.
Something to that effect. I couldn't really think of anything. It's been a long week.
Lucas, you're up.
Ya bitch!
All right, well, I'm out of slots, so at this point I just throw shit at it. So let's do that. So I'll throw 2 Eldritch Blasts at it, because I can.
Make a Constitution save.
For throwing a Eldritch Blast?
For looking at her.
For looking at her. She moved up.
Oh. Oh, I thought we had to do that earlier.
Why is it his turn? Do it every turn.
Oh, yeah. Matt goes before me.
You're right.
He's right. Go ahead.
I'm going to get behind her.
Smart idea.
I'm right next to her.
Everybody's constantly moving. Still have to make a Constitution save.
So I need
to
do a con at the beginning.
Okay. Unless you're going to avert your eyes.
You don't.
No, I am going to yell rage, but whatever.
You're going to yell what?
Rage!
How do you say that in the Bostonian accent?
Rage. I don't know.
Would you say you're raging against the dying eye?
Why don't you say Wicked Rager?
13 on the con.
It doesn't seem like a very good number, just FYI.
You are restrained.
Okay. What's that mean?
Look it up in the back of the player's handbook.
No, you tell me. You tell me I'm restrained. You
fucking fucking know it.
I
think it just means
you can't move. You're stuck.
But I can hit.
You can still perform actions. Yes.
For sure.
Restrained is not paralyzed.
A restrained creature's speed becomes 0 and it can't benefit from any bonus to its speed. Attack rolls against the creature have advantage and the creature's attack rolls have disadvantage. The creature has disadvantage on dex saving throws.
So you have an attack at disadvantage.
Okay. Well, like I said, I yell rage. 9 or 8. So 9. 15. Hit.
Miss.
Okay. Extra attack. Gonna miss. Oh, that sucks. Okay. Big whiffa.
Okay.
Miss. With a great axe.
Now it's Lucas.
Con save, right?
Yes.
For the record, though, hang on. I did rage, so that means my friends have advantage on melee attack rolls against any creature within 5 feet of me that is hostile towards me.
That's why I moved you closer to me.
Yep.
16.
Sure everybody knew.
16. Con save.
16 passes.
Okay. Then I will throw an Eldritch Blast at her face. It's a 7 plus 7 is 14 is a miss.
It is.
So, oh my god, I can't even read that.
And you have glasses on.
17.
17 hits.
Yes. 17 is your threshold. I forgot the D10.
Where are my D10s?
Where are my D10s at?
So, like, do I do that?
15 force damage.
15 force damage?
9 plus, because I get 5 extra because of my thing. Yeah. I get a plus 5 on my Eldritch Blast.
You started with the word 9. Plus?
9, 10, 11 to 14.
14 damage.
Trailed off there. I didn't hear. Was that a niner? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
Shut up, Richard.
Your head has the shell on it.
Troy. Oh, do you have anything else?
No, nobody's been hit yet, so I don't need to do that. Nope. So.
Constitution save.
15.
15 passes.
Do I have to do it again? Like, what happens?
We'll see.
Like, can I shrug it off? How does that work?
We'll see.
We'll see.
Normally, when we have played, it depends on the creature. You make it once, and then you're usually good for, like, a day or a minute or a combat or what have you. Yeah. I'm going to imagine that a creature that has a gaze attack, this is probably a big part of its kit.
It either recharges.
It just sucks that I have a plus 7 con save.
Well, sure does.
Roll less like garbage.
I guess these guys could have given you a card.
I'm new. Don't waste it on me.
I'm going to attack. And with the bonus action, I'm going to do my Planar Warrior, so it's all going to be force damage, and I get an extra d8 if I do it.
Force!
16 or 8, matter.
Wait, are you rolling with advantage?
Yeah, you said you get advantage.
On melee attacks.
Within 5 feet.
Melee attacks, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Of course.
What'd you get?
A 4.
Oh.
But a 20 will hit again, right?
20 will.
That's plus sneak attack, because you got people next to it, right?
You're not a rogue. Not a rogue?
He's a ranger. Also starts with an R.
I thought for some reason you were a rogue.
20?
20.
Oh, the sneakies. I thought it was a rug.
Nope.
Anything
else? He's a Dunedain.
I mean, I can't get away from her except for leaving the room, right?
Yep.
So,
go like this. Just don't look at her. Bonus action, close eyes.
You can do that at the beginning of your turn, but it affects you all turn and you don't have line of sight.
I meant to ask, what does it take to use the elemental stone?
An action.
Okay.
We told you. It's Geodude, I choose you, and then you throw it down on the ground.
Yes.
Yeah, that doesn't...
That's how it works.
I didn't watch Pokemon, so I don't know what the shit you're talking about.
It takes an action to break the stone and use it.
Okay.
Not a terrible idea.
Brothel Night at the Movies, Detective Pikachu with Troy.
I mean, I'll go watch that movie.
Nothing's so funny.
With Ryan Reynolds? Sure.
Okay, so Kira and Matt, I keep wanting to call you Morik, are in melee with it, right?
Fact.
Okay, Lucas, I'm going to do you first. You have a spiritual weapon attacking you.
Forgot about that.
17?
That is a success.
Is that? No, probably not. That probably doesn't trigger Sentinel, because the spiritual weapon is actually doing the attacking.
And he is not within your reach.
No.
Not him. It's when the creature is within my reach.
Oh, yeah. No, that does not trigger it.
Be fucked up if it did, though.
I mean, that's the thing, is if she tries to shoot at Troy, it does, because I'm standing next to her.
13 damage? Yeah.
There's actually an old build in 3rd Ed in one of the, I think it's in the Fighter Cleric book or whatever, or the Fighter Barbarian book. You could be like a bodyguard. So like as long, that's kind of what Sentinel is sort of based off of. You could like throw yourself in front of somebody else and give them like full cover. And like as long as they were within 5 feet of you, you could position yourself to keep them out of harm's way and you did extra damage and shit.
There's a feat for that in this.
Well, right. I mean, Sentinel is part of that concept from 3rd Ed.
The knight is built that way.
Yeah, but it's not quite the same. It's similar, yes. Because I looked at doing that as well.
It's a cool class. I enjoyed it. I played it with Dave. In fact, I might go to that if I have to. I really liked it.
That would involve you being in heavy melee combat.
Mm-hmm.
No archers.
Cody.
I'm waiting for you to attack somebody else.
She's attacking you.
Is she attacking somebody?
She already got
me. She's going to attack you.
Oh. Well, that's not someone else. That's dumb.
Matter of fact, she just reaches out and touches you.
Does she have disadvantage due to the sunlight?
No.
No.
Okay.
We established that.
Just checking.
Oh, I'm sorry. 17 to hit.
Sure.
Yeah?
Sure.
You remember when Malveus died? This is a very similar to a similar effect to that. That's 23 points of necrotic damage.
Get f***ed me.
You're up.
Didn't hurt, bitch!
Make a constitution save.
24.
24, you're good.
I will, attack with the sun sword. 21 to hit.
That'll hit.
Burn, bitch! That's 13 damage. Lucas, would you like to move back?
If I move back, I'm out of the room. I'm at the doorway. You can move me, like, to one side or another.
No, away from this fucking thing. No, I'll try and move her. So that was, 13 damage? I'm going to spend the superiority die, Jeff.
Okay.
To do an extra 4.
I'm sorry. How much did you do?
17 total now.
17 total.
And she needs to make a strength saving throw.
14?
Yeah, she's good.
Okay.
I'm going to roll again. I don't get advantage with Matt unless he's actually, that's not just an effect.
Right now he is raging. So,
okay.
Yeah. So you should have had advantage on that last hit, then.
Yeah. That's a 26. I need a 27. That's not it. I hit again.
Okay.
You can use your card, dude.
9 damage. 17 damage again. And I want another strength saving throw from her. I'm going to try and shove her across the room.
If you move her out of my 5 feet, you lose the advantage of the melee.
I'll just push her back and make her come back to me.
9.
She moves back. She moves straight back 15 feet.
Straight back 15 feet. Okay.
I am going to then step in front of Matt and take my defensive stance.
Okay.
Does that work without a pole arm?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's just not as effective because it's 5 feet shorter.
Yeah, and I just didn't know if that mattered.
That's not a part of pole arm master?
That's tunnel fighter. Defensive stance is tunnel fighter.
Okay.
Pole arm master is
a feat.
It's a, yeah, he's right.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, there's a problem, Matt. On your round, you neither dealt nor received damage.
But I attacked.
But you did not... It is attacked, not dealt damage?
Okay. Correct.
Cool.
Attacked or received damage.
Yeah. Make a constitution save.
And if I don't, then the rage will end because I'm not close enough to hit her. So the benefit will be gone.
I know how rage works. I got you.
Okay. That's a good roll. 21. Okay.
The statistical likelihood of you failing that twice was pretty low.
Yeah. I was going to laugh.
It's Matt.
I would have really laughed as well.
Matt's going to...
I would have laughed if this entire round when Matt is... I haven't decided yet. I'll have to see how you roll. You're probably a very broken barbarian.
I'm not broken. Pretty standard.
The character may be broken, but the build may...
Okay. You had started to turn to stone. Making that save ends it. So you're good for right now.
Okay. I'm going to run up and hit the bitch.
Hit the bitch.
Still raging. As before... Okay. Crit fail.
Hopefully you stub your toe or your rage will end. I guess you did run over towards her.
Yeah, he attacked.
Your weapon bounces off, on the rebound. Your weapon bounces off the target and strikes you in the face. Take the weapon's damage and you have disadvantage on your next attack.
I like the thought that I pushed her across the room, burning her yet again, even though I'm mortally wounded.
I rolled bad damage. 8 damage.
Good for you.
To my face.
I step gallantly in front of Matt. Matt pushes aside and he's like, wicked pisser, let me show you how it's done. And then he runs up, swings with the axe, and it just bounces off the wall like goddamn rubber and comes back and just cleaves him in his own face.
Yeah.
Can you take a cleave action?
So I'm super pissed.
Yeah.
So I go to bite her.
Okay.
That is a 21 to bite.
Okay.
4 damage. And I need a con save.
That'd be a 1 for the listening audience.
Okay. Is the con save for poison?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you need to worry about that.
She's immune anyway.
Snakes and all.
Snakes are venomous, not poisonous.
He's got a point.
No, she's immune. It's all good.
I mean, spiders are venomous, too. I don't know why. Fine. I would have just hit her with the Great Axe, but I'm an idiot, so...
The Great Axe does a lot more damage than the bite.
I cite that, Cody.
No, I wanted to poison her.
If Schroeder gets around to it, because he says he's been snipping things, and I'm curious as what his folder is, I just want to do, a minute-long intro of Matt saying he's an idiot.
I'm an idiot. 45 seconds one time of Dustin saying, in one 15-minute episode.
I remember that. Yeah.
All right. So Lucas. Now it's on me. I'm not within her range, so I'm good.
Yep.
But she's still within mine, so I'll just throw shit at her.
It's a good roll.
Fail.
It's a good roll.
Oh, hey, I have resistance to bludgeoning damage because I was raging.
You do.
Would that have affected my damage taken?
Are you using a bludgeon?
Bludgeoning item?
Slashing.
Yeah, it's an axe. It's slashing.
Oh, it's an axe. I kept thinking it was a hammer. My bad.
Nah. Which direction do you want me to go?
I don't know. What's it say?
Off we go. You teleport 50 feet in a direction randomly determined by the GM.
Straight up, straight up, straight up.
Up is a direction.
He's got wings. Pop him.
I vote down.
Into the rock.
It's a pretty dick move, but yeah. Because I would just die.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you could be...
I'm going to roll a d6.
Okay.
One, you pop right next to her.
Sure.
Two or three, you go one side or the other.
Okay.
Four, you go back. Five, you go up.
Uh-huh.
Six, you go down.
Five or six. Five or six.
Dick move, but
those are the most fun.
Hey.
Hey, it's a three-dimensional space.
And no, it says up is a direction, not down.
If up is a direction, down is also a direction.
That's through a wall, but go ahead.
Teleport.
That could be through a ceiling, too, if it's 50 feet.
Like, you can use that to kill people. You could teleport them into walls.
Oh, no. I forgot something.
Fair's rest?
Five or six.
You pop left.
Okay.
50 feet. You're on the other side of the room.
Boo.
Okay.
Boo.
So I'm in another
roll
room.
Roll me a d20 just to see.
Okay. It's a 10?
It's a 10. Okay.
Boo.
If you'd rolled a 1, I would have had you come out in the wall.
No, that's fair. So am I in a different room?
This place is fairly heavily fares rest up.
So oh, yeah, we haven't been rolling that at all.
Oh, I know.
For her either.
Yeah, I haven't.
Okay.
You're blue enough.
Cool. So am I in a different room now?
No, blue enough.
I said I've never been blued enough.
Okay, and then I'm still in the same room.
Yes.
I still get my
other
attack.
Now make a constitution save.
Am I 50 feet closer to her? Because she was at the back of the room and I went left.
You went around... You're either going to go into the wall or you're going to go around the room. Which do you want?
Okay.
I'm a dick. I just sent you into another goddamn room entirely. Probably the one full of drow, but I'm mean like that.
15.
15, you're good.
Okay, now can I take my other attack?
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
Roll
a
1.
No, wait a minute.
I get 2 Eldritch Blasts. I only threw 1.
Okay. Yeah, it's a separate attack.
It is a separate attack.
Yep.
I rolled an 18... Plus seven,
That'll hit.
Teleporting him again would have been a dick move.
No, I was going to have the first one cancel out the second.
14 damage, again.
14.
Blaster in the face.
And now that I'm away from that thing... Yeah, wait. No, go ahead. At least I'm no longer near the spiritual weapon. Like, way away from their spiritual weapon.
Troy, you're up. Constitution said... No, you're far enough away.
I pushed it away, so hopefully we don't have to do that shit anymore.
That's 20-something to hit.
Mike.
That's a 20-something to hit.
That will hit.
Bonus action for ensnaring strike.
Okay.
It's going to 7 on the damage, and I need a strength saving throw, please.
15.
God damn you. Wait a minute. I got a question about that. So that goes against my spell save DC, right?
Yes.
Which is figured as
8 plus ability mod plus proficiency.
It's 11 plus your proficiency mod, so it's probably 14 or a 15.
Okay.
Because mine's a 13. Like, they're not great. Like, it's one of the things I don't like. Because it used to be 10, wasn't it? 10 plus?
And now it went up by level.
That's right. It doesn't really... Yeah. It's whatever.
It used to be, like, 10 plus your ability...
She's the person...
Plus half your caster level?
I think she's the first or second person in 60 episodes I've actually pushed. Because the DC's 13.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, when I was playing Davin, I got my wisdom up to a plus 6, and that made my spell save it was 8 plus...
It'd be 17.
Yeah, 17.
So
of another attack. That's going to hit 2. 20-something again.
Shoot her in the face!
For another 8,
maybe.
Another 8?
Another 8 damage.
How does she look?
Pretty beat to hell. This entire encounter is pretty much how quickly can you kill her before something bad happens.
Right.
So far, so good.
Hey, little cut of me.
I mean, it's nice to have somebody to play off of again.
To me.
I'm going to guess by this positioning, Jeff, that I'm no longer standing adjacent to her since I shoved her and only took like a step up.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just making sure I'm not going to get anything if she decides to wallop on Matt. I should not get any whatevers.
No, you shoved her 15 feet and Matt went around you.
Yes.
He's digging. Give that dog a CPAP.
He's digging at his ears. He needs his nails trimmed so they're not so sharp.
She's going to move the spiritual weapon over to Troy and take an attack.
Whip it.
It's a 22. Ooh. 16 damage.
Ow.
As I turn around.
What kind of damage is that?
My desiccated bubonic plague chest. Ow, I got hit by a whip.
The fuck is all that dice?
No, nobody knows.
It's necrotic damage. I do know. My chest hurts.
Who are you attacking? She's healing.
She reaches it up and touches herself, and she looks much better. And she will move around Matt. She's not moving out of your range, so you don't get an attack. She's just moving around you, so she is closer to everyone else.
Okay.
And that'll be Cody.
Did she move within 5 feet of my reach? I'm assuming she did when she circled.
Probably. Hope she didn't do anything with her spiritual weapon.
She moved it over and hit Troy.
Get all the way to him?
Yeah.
Tunnel Fighter gives me an opportunity attack on her.
Go for it.
22. For 8 points of damage.
Okay.
I need to be within 5 feet of you to get the advantage? No.
No, I have to be within 5 feet of her.
Yes.
So I have advantage right now because we're basically flanking her.
Yep.
Cool. Quit healing, you stupid snake, bitch. That might be my first miss. 15 hit?
15 misses.
Oh.
Okay.
That's all
right. Extra attack. Jesus. Dice have gone cold. Dice have gone real cold. Two misses.
Okay. Matt, you're up.
7, 7, 7, and 2.
Those are low numbers.
Swinging with the great axe. 19.
Oh, you both need to make constitution saves. I'm sorry.
Yeah, my turn's already over.
Can I just use that? Can I just use what I just rolled then?
Huh?
Can I just use what I just rolled?
You can save that for your attack.
For the attack, okay.
I make it.
This is a 14?
A 14 meets.
Okay. Wait, meat's bad.
No, meat's good.
Meat's good, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so then
it is barely a pass.
Speaking, does 18 I have hit? Brisket in the other room.
18 does hit.
18 meat is good. Seven damage. And then we're gonna try it again. What is that, 16?
Yeah.
So 22 to hit.
That does hit.
For a further 10 damage.
Okay.
If you could take it back and make me roll that, then I'm gonna take it back and say that I went on the defensive again.
Tummy.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm just hoping she's gonna hit you now.
Fair enough.
Matt, anything else?
Oh, I'm sorry. Add 4 to those damages. That was my rage. I didn't add my rage damage.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. So that was a total of adding 4.
Ettercaps just have 2 arms, right?
Yeah. 4 total?
4 total. It was 2 for each. Yeah.
Okay.
I just like this idea that this...
Like I was holding 2 great axes?
No. I mean, we will fight those things eventually. I just wonder how big a great axe looks, or how small a great axe looks while you're holding it.
I'm only 5 feet tall.
Yeah,
medium. But you're fucking huge, aren't you? Like,
no, 160 pounds.
Really? I thought they were bigger.
They're
than
not
that.
Big.
Lucas, you're
just creepy.
You look husky in the photos.
It's for the show.
He's not fat. He's big bone.
Wait, am I in her range?
And her cat big and tall.
Because I was all the way on the other side of the room now. So
high or low?
Well, you said she moved. So this is what we should have done. This drawn this out.
Drune.
High or low?
Drune.
High.
I love that movie, The Spice. Drune.
It's 1 through 10, so it's low. You're out of range.
Cool. For the shot, give me a wisdom save.
For you.
I shall face
back. A wisdom save. 17?
Yep, she got it.
What'd you cast?
Toll the Dead.
Oh. Move, bonus.
Is anybody down really low?
I'm getting serious.
Is anybody really down really low on health?
No.
I mean, I took half my health, so.
Take 2 back.
Sweet. Appreciate it.
Do on that roll. Sorry.
Appreciate that. Thanks. I feel like office spacing you right now.
I'm going to put my
That'd be great.
Stapler in a thing of Jell-O.
What would you say it is exactly that you
do? That's the office. Do not
the office. Office. Sorry. That
was
the office.
I was going to let it go.
No, they're both swing. They're both. Oh, he said put my swing line.
He said put stapler in
I did. Jell-O.
Yeah, it worked.
The swing line.
It's an office show.
My stapler?
Ish.
Then he became the man in the high castle.
You're up.
I'm up, so I'm going to do the whole force damage.
I don't really think about that.
Okay.
The dude from news radios.
19 to hit.
19 will hit.
They're both crazy people.
Not great. 10 damage. 2d8. Plus 4.
Yeah, the plus 4 really. Should have done better.
Second hit. Or attack. It's a natural 20.
Yay!
Somebody had to roll one at some point. Jesus.
I mean,
we used up a lot of our credit for Nat 20's last game. We were rolling.
We kind of did. You and I both rolled a one, so.
Triple damage.
Triple damage.
Oh, God. What kind of attack is this?
It's an arrow.
Nice.
A 12.
I see like a lot of ones and twos over there, bruh.
A 12? What's that one called?
Neck wound. Triple damage.
Okay, it doesn't go through her neck. It goes right through her eye.
Nice.
And she'll go down.
On all of us in turn. Yeah.
I cut her hair off.
Cut the whole head off. Like, Nexus will scream at you, cut the head off.
Like I said, you've really become like the Dr. Oz of magic around here. I don't know that I trust anything that you say.
I'm proficient. Sure. Okay, if they've cut the head off. I'm proficient with poisons. Does she smell poisonous?
Yes. She smells venomous.
Venomous. Okay. Just curious. Uh-huh. I'm going to take a vial.
Sure.
From my poisonous kit.
Is there anything else on her person?
No, but in the room you can find some very fine drow gowns that Malvaeus is pretty sure that he could sell for a fair price.
Can you tell, is there any symbols on there that he could tell what house she's from or was from?
Make me a history check. It's been a while since you've been to Menzo Baranzen.
Ooh.
You don't know when I was.
Was she wearing drow robes?
Probably.
When you guys came in, she was wearing armor.
Kind of really armor. Like the phrase drow gown.
It's a 4 on history?
Nope. No.
Wasn't that
there is a symbol. You will find a house emblem, but you don't recognize it.
It's really unfortunate.
I would give House Lannister. Kira and Nexus a history check.
Means it's
17.
That's better than mine.
You remember this symbol. You've seen it once before on a scarred guard in Valkenvelve.
Stellan?
I mentioned this thing
Alexander.
To I mentioned this thing to Kira because Kira is probably the only other one that would remember where who that was.
I wrote down House Vandry and House Duskren.
You would remember Jorlan Duskren.
Yeah.
Who tried to break you out.
Yes.
There you go. What kind of armor is she wearing? Like, is that useful to any of us?
It would be medium armor.
But it's nothing special, though. It's just standard armor. Okay.
Anything else?
Nothing else in this room, though.
No, that's it.
Well, that was fun.
You're making your old man motions like you want to stand up.
Yes, I'm going to stand up and move.
I got
to
pee anyway.
How old was this? Did this person look?
An elf?
Yeah. I mean, is this matron mother or is this a young elf?
Not young, but not super old.
Gotcha.
Matter of fact, there's been a lot of transformations to this drow that really might throw it off.
That's fair.
So what are you guys doing? You found some pretty gowns.
Drow gowns.
Drow gowns. That you're pretty sure that you can sell to the right person.
On HBO this Sunday.
By the time this airs, that show will be over. Yeah.
6 90-minute minimum episodes. Yeah. I'm so fucking excited. Until my wife was like, every Monday, you have to be in charge of making coffee. I say that now. The episode that we record when that series is over, if it was a Seinfeld ending, I'm just going to be like, fucking erase everything Matt ever said about fucking game. Anyway.
Bam, ba-dum, bam, 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 bam.
They all just go to jail and just have a chat. It's probably going to be more like Sopranos, where it's cast to black.
You have 2 more rooms off that main chamber down below.
So this dead ends here. This upper stairwell ended in chamber. This.
of horrors.
Let's go to the far left.
Can't be any worse than this room, can it?
I mean, the way Cody wanted to go the first time.
Yes.
Not the center one.
The way of the beatenness. So, hey, so if we like, park the car and have it. So he was looking through those crystals. Crystal, whatever, fuck it. Would that have stopped her? Like, she tried to turn me into rocks.
Dr. Oz?
I didn't quite hear the question. Cause
healing crystals?
The stone gnome downstairs. He was trying to look through a crystal at something before he turned into, you know.
Didn't quite work, though, did it?
If we had a useful cleric, we might be able to heal him so that he could tell us.
I don't think he quite got there, you know?
Yes, somebody made an insight check. He was bringing it up to his eyes.
Is that should we get some of them crystals? Is there more of this shit down here?
Yeah, there was like a whole garden.
No, more of the stone turny things.
You think about it, and you're pretty sure that you could use one of those to look through and avoid a gaze attack, at least getting advantage on the constitution save.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm going to grab a couple of them rocks.
It's a good idea.
It's hard to use with a two-handed weapon.
What if I like...
I can use it.
What do I do that?
can I fashion them into my goggles?
Right here, right now?
Well, not right here, right now, no.
Right, I'm just going to put them inside my goggles and wear them like two pairs of goggles over the top of each other. Just pull the goggles out, stick them over my eyes, and...
Yeah, I'll just web one to my face.
No, I'll just not be a bitch and roll a 10 or better.
So we're going down to the far left.
Yeah, no, actually taking crystals is a good idea. In case there are more of these things.
Okay, you guys go downstairs into a very large chamber. You see a ton of statues down here.
What do these statues
depict? We have crystals. We all have a crystal. I'm saying that now.
Is this a fucking Mr. Tumnus situation here, or what the hell is going on?
Oh. Yeah, that's like, are they statues of just varying creatures?
Is Santa Claus going to save us?
They're varying creatures, but they're all dressed very similarly. They're all about the same size. They all have pointy ears.
They're all drow.
The magic before time.
You could guess that. They're definitely elves.
Of what they're wearing, can you see symbols, like house symbols on them?
Probably, yeah.
Do the clothes turn to stone, too?
Yeah, everything turns to stone.
We don't see race here, Lucas.
Especially when they're made of stone.
I said houses.
No, but you could tell.
You could infer what Lucas was trying to suggest.
No.
No, not
you guys
at all.
Think it's funny that the word sexist is gender neutral? That's been making me giggle lately.
You need to go do stand-up somewhere.
We're rolling here for sure.
Off. That was not a one-liner.
How big is this room? Thought.
I haven't decided yet.
You want
to... I need a mat.
So Jeff is laying out what appears to be at least 20 little pieces of bullshit that each one... Oh, no, that one says 28. There might be 30 of these fuckers.
I mean...
Although if I were Jeff, I would...
Simple math, Lucas. We have rows of five. One, two, three, four, five.
There's one right... There's two right there.
So not...
We're at 28 out there.
Not to insult Jeff here, but his girth has been in my way for most of this laying down. All I could see was when he sat down 28 and went, holy shit.
Speaking of most of his girth and laying down... I was going to make a lewd comment.
Matt's got one. So this is like a straight up fucking statuary. This is a goddamn grave. See, what would have been fun is to come...
It must be made of metal.
I don't know where I put my figurine. Jeff, I'm up there on top of the cards. Write more. Write more. Write more. Write more. Write more. Down a little.
I'd go up front. I'm brave.
There were crit cards and keyforge cards and more keyforge cards and then spell cards.
All of which were correct in my descriptor.
Well,
did Fargus go with us?
No.
Couldn't remember. He's around here somewhere.
I couldn't remember who he was.
Almost as if he might pop in any minute.
And turn us all to stone.
Lucas, would you give me a good picture of this from that side? Zoom in on it. Do one without your finger as well. You can do the one with the finger. I don't care. Thank you. Thank you for zooming in like I asked. Cody, could you take a picture of that?
I didn't hear the zoom in thing. I was too busy doing this.
Like, I just want to see these guys.
Yeah. Oh, for God's sake.
Thank you.
Post that shit on social media.
I am, because if you're playing as an Ettercap, what do you use as a minifigure?
You don't post that you're playing as an Ettercap because the audience doesn't know that yet.
I know. Spider me, does whatever I want to do.
Ba-dum-psh.
Eat my ass, you f***ing wad.
Legit, Crystal.
That's a stripper's name.
Sometime, Matt, if you would really like to study the Bostonian accent, you need to see the Fenway thing about throwing the pizza.
Just watch Ted and Ted 2 a couple times. You'd be fine.
Yeah, like I got those. I can watch those.
I cast Dancing Lights.
Okay.
And just move them about the statues. Do we see anything more in the room besides just statues?
No, you see statues. All in various poses. Some look horrified. Some look surprised. Some
look aroused.
Maybe.
I'm not sure there's any way to reverse this.
If only we had a cleric.
Can I roll Arcana to know if there's a way to reverse this?
Sure.
Just push a couple of them over and see if they fall out of the stone.
And just chisel them out, right?
Tink, 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 tink.
14.
14? You're pretty sure a greater restoration would do it.
Yeah, none of us are going to have that.
Not Lester?
No, but I explain this.
Make me another Arcana check.
Four.
For the reason that I told you to do it.
That one's less, so that's a 10.
That's a 10. Yeah, that's pretty easy. Whoever gave you that spell gem, cast a higher level spell into it than greater restoration.
Okay.
The hollow that you're supposed to place in the temple?
Yeah.
That's a higher level spell than greater restoration, I believe. If not, it's equal.
So you can sack it if you want to.
Are we to assume that these doorways we're walking through is part of the temple?
You haven't seen anything that resembled any kind of a shrine or anything like that.
It's not entirely true. Up on the waterfall, there was a dais.
It was just a raised platform.
Rock me on a dais.
Ooh.
Had a theater professor who spray painted that on a dais we built. Spray painted Rock Me.
Hollow and Greater Restoration are equal level.
Thought it was the funniest goddamn thing.
Oh, it was definitely cute.
Okay. So then, if I place this in the right spot, these people might be...
Ed professor wants
no,
to put my dick
somewhere in
my mouth.
Back in the city, there's someone who can cast that spell.
I didn't think it was funny.
Oh, okay. But why would they want to save a bunch of drow?
I don't know. You were asking about saving these people.
Okay. Who would that be that had that? I don't remember who gave us
the It was gem. A priest that was a part of the Stoneheart Enclave.
No, say it right. Say it right. No retconning on
this. The Stoneheart. Stoneheart Enclave.
Stoneheart.
I think today's episode was the first time that was mentioned.
Stoneheart Enclave.
Stoneheart.
Okay.
Good old Stoneheart.
Hey, this is a cave. It's full of Stoneheart-ons.
I will note that.
Yeah, fucking wads.
To speak to that individual later.
Here comes the pizza.
Plus, there was a deep gnome petrified in the other room.
This is true. Okay.
I'm going to go right up the middle, Jeff.
I want to put that gnome in my yard.
Right where you park your car.
You're going to go right up the middle where...
Once you get perfectly in the middle of the room...
I'm just going to, like you would in a cemetery, I'm just going to walk through the middle and just glance up and down the rows.
I want everyone to roll for initiative.
See? We've got to find it at some point. We can tap dance around it all you want.
14.
15.
Is that a crit one?
You don't get a one otherwise.
I know, you could have had a negative. I don't know.
You could have had a 2 with his minus 1 on initiative.
Don't roll. You have a thing that you can roll a d10 with on a skill roll?
I'm pretty sure it's not going to count on a,
yeah,
a
that's
crit
a skill
one.
Check.
It's a skill check.
You're going to change my result of a crit one if I use it.
No, you still roll the 1.
Okay, that's fair enough.
It's a skill check. It isn't an automatic fail.
I know. What I'm telling Lucas is...
What is your initiative mod? So you got a 4. No, I haven't rolled
three.
Yet. That
total
might make a difference.
I'm a total of 3.
But you could make it bigger by rolling that d10.
I really don't like at this, the problem now is that I've rolled a one and given Jeff a card. I can give a fuck less whether I'm at the bottom. I don't care that.
I got an 11.
What's that word?
No.
Okay.
I concur.
What's that mean?
No.
Like that's in your
typically in French and in Latin, it means no.
I can't remember what the whole thing is.
Oh, other words. What are those?
No. No. That's the Grady motto.
No. No.
That's what I fucking thought. Actually, non usually in Latin usually means not.
It is not in this case.
I use a lot of bread. I eat a lot of non bread. We have baked toast in the morning, put omelets on it.
All right.
I'm not very good with Latin, so I don't know exactly how it's said.
Is there a thing you want to.
Nobody does.
Move.
I want everyone to roll me a D100. No, actually, I take that back. Give me 3D10.
Three.
I got one.
And add them up.
Three.
Between us or three each?
Three each. Seven. And add them up.
Oh, three each?
Oh. That's a lot.
18.
Samesies.
17.
16.
18. 18, 18, 17, 16. I don't know how you say it, but I know it's broken, not conquered, is the family motto.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to figure out what that word was.
Vulneritas.
Okay.
So you're literally a broken family.
Not beat.
Can anybody read the numbers on those?
Yes.
Yes.
That's an 8. That's all I can read.
It's a 4.
Niner.
So glad you put them in order.
I didn't want them in order.
Which one would you like to move?
The deadly one.
I thought you had some of these that were like blue.
This one says infinity. Oh, that's an 8.
You could use that long stick back there to move them around.
That's true. We should get them like a thing from the craps table.
Numbers 9, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20.
How do we know if it's a 9 or a 6?
There's a line underneath.
Okay, I got 9. What were the other numbers?
16, 17. Here's 17.
Oh, here's 20. Okay, 20 and 9 are in the outer corners here.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is.
So three corners and this one.
Okay, the two at the back start moving towards Cody.
So 19 and...
The other three, I guess there should be 4 more.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got these three that I got my fingers on.
Oh, those three. Okay. Those three will start moving towards Cody. The other three will start moving towards the others at the stairs.
How fast?
I feel like I'm going to do this.
I agree. You right.
They move 10 feet. They'll double move if they're not close enough to you.
All right. I got 2 on my nuts. Do you want this one to come at me too?
Yep. Mm.
2 of them double moved. Mm.
2 of them double moved and 1 gets an attack. Mm.
Correct. Mm.
All 3 of mine can attack, either me or Troy.
Well, not 3 of them can attack. 2, yeah, it will get there. 1 of them can attack me, Jeff.
Okay.
What do we see? Immerse me, motherfucker.
You see petrified elves. So they all kind of look like not perfectly formed, especially the hands. They kind of look ossified and claw-like.
Is this kind of like the end of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, where it's that grr, arg kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of.
Spoiler. Mutant enemy. No, the logo, not the fucking show.
No.
Fucking lot.
I never watched the show.
Thank you, Matt. I didn't know if anyone was going to get what I was talking about.
I mean, that was a perfect grr, arg. Like, yeah. It was perfect.
The Stone Cursed comes up and takes a swing with its petrifying claws at you and gets a...
12.
24 to hit.
I reject your version of truth.
Shield.
Shield.
What are you? Are you using the glaive?
You hit me, motherfucker. Like the
God, does 10 damage. Tactics.
Okay.
And make a con save.
What would you call a group of stone elves?
Statuaries. That is an 18.
That'll pass. You got 3 on you?
Yep.
Why are you shaking your head?
This is not good.
Okay.
6 of them, 4 of us.
Matt.
You.
The first one the gets blue. A 22.
Hits.
Shield.
For 11 points of damage.
Hang on, motherfucker. You said 6 points of damage?
11 points of damage.
You said 6.
You're not raging.
You have to declare it.
Oh, if I'm raging, I take half damage?
Yes.
If it's bludgeoning or whatever.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Cool.
Yeah. Right. So why would you only take 6?
No, I was just being a smartass.
Oh. Second one hits for a 21. The fuck? For another 11 points of damage, make two constitution saves.
18, 26.
Cool. Troy, one at you. 22 to hit.
Just take it as a no.
You got, no, I'm sorry. Well, I have a plus 8 shield, so you missed.
10 points of damage and a con save.
To see if you turn to stone.
I did call them petrifying claws.
I passed.
Thanks, Nord Games.
Is that an automatic pass card? Oh,
yeah. Succeed on a saving throw, yes.
Those beans.
I'm going to guess an 8 probably wasn't going to.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, I don't have one for a save. Okay. That goes to...
I never... My wife is wasting good barbecued beans.
Ordered some good barbecue beans?
She's wasting them, though. They were just sitting on the counter. Still saving that brisket for later. Because I am fat.
I can't wait for midnight. I'm going to go to the drive-thru. Fucking
Troy, you're up.
I will hit it with my magical short sword.
Okay.
That'll probably hit 25.
25 will hit.
So I'm going to do the extra force damage bit. For 17 damage.
17 damage.
Force damage, no less.
17 forced magical damage.
Force!
There's okay.
A band we played against in Northeastern Indiana from high school. That was the name of, that was their mascot, the Force.
16 hit.
Miss.
Is that with your plus 2 on the sword?
18 hit.
Plus 2 short sword.
That hits.
Please write that into your sheet.
For 10 damage.
Plus that one two crumbles.
More. Did you add the plus 2 to the damage as well?
Add 4 more to those damages. Yeah.
Still dead.
Write that shit on your sheet.
I do. It's written right there.
Yeah. I got it. I got it.
Just not with...
Yeah. I'm going to ask you every single time now.
Matt, you're up. Oh, I'm sorry. Troy, did you have a bonus or a move?
No, the bonus was to add the force damage. So.
Okay. Rage!
I'm going to hit the blue one.
Okay.
Spine on my rage.
It's still...
Nine doesn't hit.
I was trying to figure out how to put Edder Cap in there.
Okay, but a 15 plus 9, whatever, 24 hits.
It right? Does.
Okay. For 6 damage. For 8 damage.
God damn it.
Neither of you guys are on top of this today. This is great.
What was great was he got mine for me. He got mine for me. That was what was funny.
You got any Lucas, bonuses or anything? Up.
Just rage.
Oh, I already bonused. Oh, okay.
Move.
I rage. That was my bonus. Oh, no.
No move?
Yeah. If I go up the wall a little, will I get an attack?
Yes.
If you leave their reach.
But what if I don't leave their reach?
Then no.
Okay, I'm going to go up the wall.
Matt's just going to be Neo for no goddamn reason. He's just going to like stand on the wall and fight them.
Yeah. Go up the wall 5 feet.
Sure.
The whole time he's going.
I showed Joe the building lobby scene of that, and he was like, oh.
Who's up? Me?
Yeah.
That's so old, but okay, so good.
You will not be able to use your two-handed weapon.
Why?
You are still climbing.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
I'm just walking.
No.
Yeah.
That is not how spider climb works.
That is works. How it works.
I like how...
I don't know if you noticed, the little guy is Spider-Man.
With, like...
And he just walks right up.
And like an indignant child, Matt just looks away and just says, nope.
Nope.
It's the exact same thing my son does. Hey, buddy, did you poop? Nope. Well, there's shit coming out of the back of your britches. I think you pooped.
Matt,
nope.
Did you poop?
Nope.
Not yet.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter at @Rancor_Brothel and email your comments and suggestions to BetweenTwoCrits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You live